You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. In just a moment, we're going to talk as the Senate debates the auto bailout rescue package, the daunting task for the U.S. automakers, what to do with their brands, what to do with all those familiar brands and names and looks and logos that they have to deal with going forward, as $14 billion may or may not keep them from, as some senators say, the funeral parlor. But we begin with the 2 weeks past the Mumbai terror attacks, which rocked the world and created an escalating spiral of rhetoric between India and Pakistan. We now have some indications that perhaps things are stabilizing. Sanjoy Mamjundar, the BBC India correspondent, joins us from Delhi. Sanjoy, thanks for being a part of the program.
Hello there.
Let's talk about some details that we know about. The Indian government has made its first detailed statement on the Mumbai terror attacks. And we've also had over the last few days an indication from Pakistan that they are seriously cracking down on some suspected terrorists, some suspected Islamic charities that may be linked to the attack. Put this all together, and does it constitute something of a stabilization between India and Pakistan?
Well, I think what you're seeing is while the rhetoric still continues on both sides, there's no immediate mobilization along the border, no indication of any kind of military strike. Now, India, at the very in the immediate aftermath of the Mumbai attacks, had actually said they reserved the right to strike any military, militant camps located within Pakistan, which may have been linked to the attacks. And it was a stand which was seen here as having been endorsed by the next the incoming president, Barack Obama, who said every country had the right to defend itself. Well, from that sort of high tension, we've scaled down quite significantly. As you say, Pakistan has targeted the group Lashkar-e-Taiba. It's the militant group that India believes is behind these attacks. They've also been acting against an Islamic charity, the Jamaat-ud-Dawah, which India says is a front for this organization. Well, now the UN Security Council has designated it as a terrorist organization. So we're expecting more from Islamabad.
So what's in the statement that we have today?
Well, today was the first chance really for the government, A, to get back to its own people via parliament and also make its position clear in connection with these latest moves out of Pakistan. And there were really two elements to the statement. One was that they admitted that there were significant intelligence and security lapses which allowed these attacks to take place. They're now saying they're taking steps to ensure that this doesn't happen again. Among the number of measures that were announced today, it includes the setting up of a federal investigating agency, increasing budgets for intelligence services, recruiting more intelligence personnel, even building 20 new counterinsurgency and anti-terror schools to train local policemen to confront such events.
There are two, Sanjoy, permit me to interrupt you just for a second. There are two sort of targets of consumption of this statement. One is the international community, which wants a stabilization between India and Pakistan, and that sounds pretty positive. But what about for domestic consumption? This is a government trying to save itself, right?
Yes, this is a government that's trying to save itself. I think it's feeling slightly more relieved because in the past 5 days, they've had some decent election results. We've had local, provincial, state-level elections here in India, which everyone had expected to go against the government because those states voted in the immediate aftermath of the attacks. Well, that didn't happen. They actually, the incumbent government actually won a majority of those states. And I think that's made them feel that perhaps the voter backlash isn't as significant as they thought.
Sanjoy,
taking the pressure off a bit.
Yeah, good. Sanjoy, what about the likelihood that India will take these moves on the part of Pakistan seriously as a good faith measure or even a substantive measure to control terrorism inside Pakistan's borders?
Well, the first indication we've had so far is they're still quite hard on Pakistan. We've had the foreign minister speak today in parliament. He basically said that while they've seen some action on the ground, really they would have to see where these actions lead. In particular, they said that they have asked for some of those suspects to be handed over to India. That's not happened just as yet. At the same time, he said there's absolutely no question of mobilizing for war. There is, you know, India was not going to be provoked into doing anything aggressive where Pakistan.
A cautious response, but no escalation of rhetoric. That's pretty interesting, positive stuff. Sanjoy Mamjundar, thanks for joining us. He's the BBC India correspondent, and he joined us from Delhi.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.